Chapter 7. Ron came downstairs in a t-shirt, sneakers, and his very first pair of overalls. They were extraordinarily large on him and had a stiffness of being new and showing it. He felt the scratchiness of the fabric, hoped that Celeste would know of some way to make it soft. There was a blind faith that she just knew things like that. "Have I got an hour before dinner?" "We can really eat any time. I just need about 15 minutes to boil some water." "What are we having?" "The last of our garden sauce from last year at Height." "We still have some meatballs?" "Sausage. What kind of pasta do you want?" "That thin stuff." Ron leaned in and kissed her neck and gently squeezed her breast. "Take some time to get into comfortable clothes." "Maybe Angel will come home for dinner," said Celeste. "I'll be outside," said Ron. Ron walked back through his living room with his eyes trained on the neatly covered wooden door and the full-length enclosed window that looked out to the side of this place. The house was constructed into the side of a slope that caused the necessity of the flight up. The foundation was deep. The previous owner had put in a wraparound wooden porch that spanned the entire front of the house and a round side door from which Ron emerged. He wanted to explore. About 30 yards in front of him was an outcropping of limestone and trees and bushes. It was a small island in the middle of his property. The land also sloped gently down on both sides of the island. In front of it was a huge pile, stack on stack, of slate roofing tiles. They were all gray and a little brittle. They had been the roof of the house. The way that they were stored was an eyesore. But someone had started to use them to deepen the outline of a large garden that had been left to go to brambles and weeds. The brambles were large, deeply rooted stickers. There was no hope to anything about them until it turned to winter. But he could work on the tiles. It was exactly what he felt his body needed, a squat for a pile of tiles, a brisk 15 yards to the far end of the perimeter, and then another squat and placing them, one overlapping the other. He had a plan that was in his eye. There was no sense in fighting these weeds. He would just take it down to nothing, cover it with a growth cloth, encircle the garden with tiles, and then load in topsoil and start over. Ron grinned as his breathing found that comfortable aerobic rhythm that told him it was working. He could feel it. What would they plant in the garden? That was only 9 months away. Ron smiled. It was a gestation. He felt something sticky on his palms and realized it was blood. Ron would have to start remembering to wear gloves. He knew that. How had it slipped his mind? He started thinking about needing some kind of a wheelbarrow. Then he looked up and saw Celeste standing on the porch looking at him. She was hungry. He was being selfish. When he walked over to her, he felt the euphoria that he got from running. Not as strong, but it was there. He looked down at his palms on the way over. She was watching, and then she saw his palms. He grinned his little boy grin. She took him by the hand and said, "Let's get this cleaned up and have dinner."